Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting second. The right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lou Burdett. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Cannizzaro. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amalfitano takes first base on ball 4. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemens moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Klaus moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano fields it and throws to second for the out. Klaus moves to third. One out. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Christopher moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Clemens. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Christopher scores. Cranepool moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Mets. Chris Cannizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cannizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Klaus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Clemens fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Clemens. Klaus moves all the way to home. It's 6-0, Mets. Freddie Burdett now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to third for the out. Christopher moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Amalfitano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Rogers, who relays the ball to Amalfitano, who tags McMillan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Canizaro moves to third. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Canizaro tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Mets. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clouse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Clouse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky pinch hits for Freddie Burdett. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rosnovsky hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Amalfitano is hit by the pitch. Schaefer moves to second. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Sterling Slaughter now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canizaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Canizaro hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gabrielsen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gabrielsen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to second. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Schaefer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Christopher moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christopher moves to third. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Lee Gregory pinch hits for Sterling Slaughter. Lee Gregory is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gregory is called out on strikes. 1 out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Amalfitano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Gregory now pitching. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Canizaro is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Canizaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fisher hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Klaus. The throw from Schaefer and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. 1 out. Ron Hunt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher strikes out. There goes Hunt. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gabrielson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gabrielson for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schaefer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Rodgers takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Lee Gregory. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Rodgers moves to second. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Amalfitano is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Canizzaro fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.